These two men are building a small hut to shelter their family after spending about 2 days under the stars. They recently fled the Kibumba area in Nyiragongo territory, where heavy firing has been reported over the past few days between M23 rebels and the Congolese army. They lament the difficult life they have led since their arrival. Safari Karikumutima, a displaced person, says that he and his family do not have water, food, or medicine since they arrived. They don't know what to do. Even the hut he is building will not be comfortable. They are using canvas they have collected. Many of the newly displaced, like Safari, don't have that cannot find even dilapidated canvas to cover their huts. Some spend the night outside, and those who are lucky end up in unfinished houses around the camp, exposed to harsh weather. Maria Dusabe says they do not have covers to make huts. They sleep without food, and at night they are drenched by the rain. They sleep in this unfinished house. It's as if they were sleeping outside. The poor humanitarian situation has been exacerbated by the suspension of humanitarian intervention in camps of Nyiragongo territory by the World Food Program since Wednesday, October 25, due to high insecurity in the region. Gilbert, one of the leaders of the displaced people, says they have registered at least 1,250 new households from Kibumba, Rugari, and Tongo who are facing a very critical humanitarian situation, and he fears deaths in the coming days due to the lack of assistance. He says the World Food Program used to play a very important role in assisting IDPs, but today it is no longer present, so he is afraid they will soon be burying a lot of people because of hunger and the lack of relief. North Kivu province is home to some 2.4 million displaced persons, and in addition to insecurity, the World Food Program lacks the funds to carry out its activities. So far, nothing has been said about legal dates for the resumption of activities. For VOA Africa, I'm Zane Mnetizaidi.